Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as we finish up the third paragraph of the Standard Baptist Church Covenant today, at least that's our plan, you recall that the covenant is following the same pattern that is found in the Bible in regard to putting off and putting on. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, for example, to put off lying and sinful anger and stealing and corrupt communication, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, malice. All those things that pertain to the old life are to be put off, but in their place we are to put on truth and loving reconciliation and giving to those who are in need and hard, honest labor and edifying speech, kindness, tenderness, forgiveness. All these things are to be added to our life. They aren't the things that are naturally there from our Adamic birth, but they are put in place by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, who now indwells the people of God as He is sanctifying us to make us more Christ-like. But we are to be working at this all the time, throughout our lifetime, putting off the old, putting on the new, identifying things that belong to the old realm and getting those out of our life, identifying those things that belong to the new Christian life and incorporating those into our life. And we should be evaluating those sorts of things every day. That's why we have a time of prayer every day, and more than once a day, I hope, to confess our sins, to ask God to help us, to ask God to forgive us for those times when we failed to put off the old or failed to put on the new. Ask God's help in doing a better job putting this off. What? The thing that the Holy Spirit brought to your mind that shouldn't have been there, and you know it, and you're ashamed of it, and you ask God to forgive you for it. Now ask Him to help you put it off and keep it off. And likewise to put on and to keep on. And so our church covenant says we also engage to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be zealous in our efforts to glorify our Savior. And I think that last phrase basically summarizes what has gone before. All these things that we are to put off and all these things we are to put on will help us to glorify the Savior, to give Him praise, to draw attention to Him. Now we've dealt with the things that are to be put off, and we look at the things that we are to put on. Just in our dealings. What does that mean, just? Well, to act in conformity with what is morally upright or good, to be honest, righteous in our dealings, our dealings with others, whether we're talking about just friendly everyday actions or whether we're talking about business dealings. All of us do have some kinds of business dealings, whether we are businessmen or women or not. We engage in business, don't we? Every time we buy something, we are engaging in business. Well, we are to be just in our dealings. You remember, the Bible has quite a bit to say about dishonest business dealings, particularly in the Old Testament, about just weights and measures, which are so critical to people having confidence in commerce. That's one of the functions of government, by the way, to make sure that there are standard weights and measures that everybody is using. Have you ever thought about how much money a gas station could make if they manipulated the gas pump just a little bit so that instead of giving you a full gallon, it was giving you maybe, oh, who knows, just a few ounces shy of a gallon every time? You wouldn't know, probably. But maybe they would be stealing, and that's what it would be, of course, stealing just maybe 50 cents worth of gas from you when you fill up your tank, because the amount is minuscule, and there's really no way for you to double-check it. How are you going to measure a gallon of gas? But if they steal 50 cents from every customer, they can make a pretty tidy profit, can't they? They can price their gas as the cheapest in town, but they're still going to make more than their competitor. Their competitor, who may be honest, who is honest, I trust, may have to charge a penny or two or several cents a gallon more, quite a bit more if they're making, jipping you 50 cents on the gallon. But if it's just 50 cents on a tank, that would be a couple, 3 cents more per gallon every time you fill up. Well, you can see what would happen there. Well, who's going to be monitoring that pump to make sure that it is measuring properly? Well, the government, of course, is supposed to do that. How often they do it, how accurately they do it, I don't know. I have noticed that at some stations I seem to get better gas mileage than others, and I haven't been able to figure out. I've assumed that it has something to do with the brand of gas, and I've noticed that this brand or that brand tends to get me just a little better mileage than other brands. And so even if they cost a penny or two more per gallon, or even 4 or 5 cents more per gallon, it may be more economical in the long run if I'm getting more miles per gallon from that gasoline. But it's possible, I suppose, that it's not a matter of miles per gallon. It's a matter of full gallon for your gallon paid, full gallon delivered for the gallon paid. Well, that's just one little example. But Christians are to be just in our dealings. We shouldn't need government to be there to make sure that our gasoline pump is measuring correctly, that our scales in the butcher shop are measuring, are weighing correctly, that our representation of what we are selling is a true representation of what it is. That's just the way Christians are supposed to live and act all the time. And this covenant says we promise to do that. We are committing ourselves as a member of the body of Jesus Christ, as a member of this church. We are committing ourselves to be just in our dealings, and number two, faithful in our engagements. Faithful means firm in adherence to promises, or in observance of duty, conscientious in our engagements. An engagement is a promise to be present at a specified time or place. We promise to be faithful in our engagements. One example of that is being on time, and to recognize that when you are late, you have been unfaithful. Have you ever noticed how many people are habitually late and don't seem to think anything of it? They are late for every engagement. I've noticed that. Some people are like that. You know that. Well, that's not good. That really is not being a conscientious Christian. Now, people who are like that would protest, well, that's got nothing to do with being a Christian. I just have trouble getting there. It's just a matter of I'm a busy person, and I work right up to the last minute, and if I'm a few minutes late, so what? If you're a few minutes late, you have been unfaithful in that particular engagement. Now, all of us are going to be late at times because things will arise which we didn't expect. We will run into gridlock on the highway. We couldn't anticipate that. We have driven that route 100 times before, and we know that it takes us so many minutes to get from point A to point B, and we even figure in a little bit of extra time for emergencies, but nobody can plan for every emergency, and if you run into absolute gridlock on the highway, you're going to be late in spite of your best intentions. That'll happen to all of us at times. But I'm talking about those who are habitually late. It's really almost comical to see people who, if you set the time at 10 o'clock, they'll be there at 10:05 or 10:10. If you set the time at 10:30, they'll be there at 10:35 or 10:40. If you set the time at 11 o'clock, they'll be there at 11:05 or 11:10. If you set the time at 11:30, you get the picture right on through. It doesn't matter when the time is, they're always going to be 5 or 6 minutes late. It has nothing to do with what the time is. It has to do with a mindset. They just are always late. And you need to realize that when you are habitually late, you are being unfaithful in your engagements. When you are late to a personal meeting, you ought to apologize. I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't intend to be. Something happened. I owe you an apology. I, in effect, stole 6 minutes of your time. We were supposed to meet for lunch at 12:15. I didn't get here until 12:20. You sat here for 5 minutes waiting for me. You say, oh, that's no big deal. But you weren't there at the time you said. Your word was not kept. That's a broken promise. You said, I will meet you at such and such a time. Or the other person said, meet me at such and such a time, and you agreed. But you didn't do it. That's unfaithfulness. That's unfaithfulness. Please understand, that is an example of unfaithfulness. Now, it may seem to be a little matter, a little area of unfaithfulness, but of course the Bible says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in least is unjust also in much. If you have not been faithful in the little things, who will commit to your trust the true riches? God expects us to be faithful in little matters. And if we're not, then we're not a faithful person. You say, well, I'm faithful in this, I'm faithful in that. Good, you ought to be. God expects us to be faithful in everything. You say, well, nobody can be faithful in everything. Okay, but that's where the standard is. Now, recognizing that we are sinners and we are weak and frail, we can't be perfectly faithful in everything. That's our human condition. And so we need to acknowledge that we fail. But when we fail, we need to acknowledge it as failure. That was sin. That was weakness. That was failure. Not just say, oh, that's no big thing. That's just the way it is. No, it's not. Not for a child of God. We commit ourselves to being just in our dealings and faithful in our engagements. You would think it a terrible thing for someone to steal your money, but by your habitual tardiness, you don't think anything about stealing somebody else's time. You do it habitually. You steal other people's time. Think about that, and may God help us. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.